In this video, we are looking at an important misunderstanding. Spiritual does not mean non-physical. Many people have learned to think of the spiritual as invisible, private, internal, or separate from the body. In that view, the body is sometimes treated as less important, less holy, or even in the way of real spiritual life. But Genesis gives us a different beginning. Genesis 2:7 says that God formed man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Notice the unity. The human person is not presented as a ghost placed inside a machine. The human person is dust enlivened by the breath of God. The human becomes a living soul. From an organic human perspective, this means the spiritual and the physical belong together. Your body matters, your habits matter, your relationships matter, your sleep, work, words, worship, emotions, and actions all belong to your life before God. To be spiritual is not to become less human. To be spiritual is to become rightly aligned with God as the whole person He created you to be. This also helps us understand why sin affects the whole person. When Adam and Eve fell, their spiritual life was damaged, but so were their bodies, emotions, relationships, work, and sense of self. They hid, they felt shame, they blamed. Their relationship with God, each other, creation, and their own embodied life was disrupted. Redemption in Christ also addresses the whole person. Romans 12:1 calls believers to present their bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. That is spiritual worship. Paul does not say, ignore your body so your soul can worship. He teaches that embodied life offered to God is spiritual worship. So in this course, spiritual growth will include prayer and scripture, but it will also include habits, relationships, vocation, calling, service, discernment, fruit, and hope. What helps spiritual growth? Paying attention to the whole person before God. What harms spiritual growth? Pretending that spiritual life is disconnected from bodily life, relational life, moral life, or everyday obedience. You are an embodied soul. You are an image bearer. You are called to grow as a whole person in Christ. Spiritual growth is not becoming less embodied. It is becoming more fully alive to God.